AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The tentative U.S.-Iran ceasefire has been faltering with Israel's bombardment of Beirut and Iran maintaining its grip on the Strait of Hormuz. But Sagar Meghani reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may have given truce talks a boost.
Netanyahu says he's authorized direct talks with Lebanon, which a person familiar with the plan says are expected to start here in Washington next week. Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since the Jewish state's founding in 1948, and Netanyahu says there is no ceasefire right now. The UN says Israel's ongoing Beirut bombing is hurting chances of ending the Iran war.
It poses a grave risk to the ceasefire and efforts towards a lasting and comprehensive peace in the region.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators are due to meet in Pakistan this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Kuwait's accused Iran and its proxies of targeting it with drone attacks Thursday. Iran's Revolutionary Guard denies it. And Saudi Arabia says a recent attack damaged its east-west pipeline that carries oil to the Red Sea, avoiding the Strait of Hormuz. Also Thursday, the data firm Kepler reports four tankers and three bulk carriers crossed through the strait, bringing the total number of ships to pass since the ceasefire to at least 12. In peacetime, the strait typically saw well over 100 ships passing through daily. Crude oil prices rose Thursday, but settled below $100 per barrel. AAA puts the national average for gasoline at more than $4.16 per gallon. And First Lady Melania Trump held a White House event to deny ties to Jeffrey Epstein and knowledge of his crimes, saying they were not friends, just in overlapping social circles.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
This is AP News. The Artemis II astronauts readying for their return to Earth.
Busy packing up their crew cabin.
NASA commentator Rob Navius.
Splashdown schedule for Friday night at 7:07 p.m. Central Time.
Canadian Jeremy Hansen reflected.
Our purpose on the planet as humans is to find joy, to find the joy in lifting each other up by creating solutions together instead of destroying. And when you see it from out here, it doesn't change it. It just absolutely reaffirms that.
The AP's Marcia Dunn asked Commander Reed Wiseman about that emotional moment when his crewmates asked permission to name a lunar crater after his late wife, Carol.
That was kind of the pinnacle moment of the mission for me. That was, I think, where the four of us were the most forged, the most bonded.
Mission Control will be paying close attention to how the Orion's heat shield holds up as they hit Earth's atmosphere at nearly 24,000 miles per hour. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.